4. Murder and Exile. It is the middle of the night, the time for witches and ghosts. Hamlet goes to see his mother in her bedroom. He does not know that someone is hiding behind the curtain and listening to everything.
Hamlet, why did you offend the king?
Mother, why did you betray my father? Don't move. I want to talk to you. I want to make you look into the mirror of your soul.
The queen is afraid of Hamlet, and she begins to scream. The spy behind the curtain shouts for help. Hamlet turns round quickly, and without thinking, kills the listener.
Are you going to murder me? Help! Help!
Help! Murder!
What's that? Is it a rat? Is it the king?
When Hamlet pulls back the curtain, he sees Polonius. Dead.
What have you done? You have murdered Polonius.
I thought it was the king. I'm sorry that I have killed this poor fool. But, mother, I'm not as bad as you. You killed a king and married his brother.
What do you mean?
Suddenly, the ghost appears in the room. He has come to remind Hamlet to take revenge before it is too late. Gertrude cannot see or hear him, so she thinks that Hamlet is crazy.
Hamlet, don't hurt your mother. Remember that you must kill Claudius. Don't waste time.
What is he looking at? He's mad. Oh, my poor son.
Can't you see him, mother? Don't you pity him?
Hamlet, there is nothing there except the air.
The ghost disappears.
No, I'm not mad, mother. Look at this portrait of my father. He was a good, brave, handsome man. Remember him and stay away from Claudius.
I will, sweet Hamlet.
But as soon as Claudius kisses you, you will forget everything and tell him my secrets.
No. I promise not to betray you.
I am glad, mother. Now I must take away Polonius's body. Good night.
When Claudius hears that Hamlet has killed Polonius, he decides to send the prince away. Hamlet is dangerous. I shall send him to England. Perhaps he will recover from his madness in a different country. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, go with him and look after him. I shall send secret letters to the King of England. I shall tell the English to execute Hamlet as soon as he arrives. When he is dead, I shall be safe.
It was a long journey by sea to England. One night, Hamlet could not sleep because he was thinking about all his problems. He got out of bed and walked around the ship. While Rosencrantz and Guildenstern were sleeping, he stole Claudius's letter to the King of England. To his surprise, he read these orders.
As soon as Hamlet arrives, cut off his head!
Hamlet quickly prepared another letter.
"Execute the people who bring you this letter,"
he wrote. He signed it Claudius. Then he went back to his cabin and hid the original letter.
"When Rosencrantz and Guildenstern arrive in England,"
he thought,
"the English king will execute them. But how am I going to return to Denmark?"
The next morning, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern woke up without realizing that the letter had been changed.